Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Sidewalk sales. Tent sales. You want to make money and you're a local retailer? Let me tell you something. People like me eat that up, and it's brilliant if you really think about it.
It's something that I have a little bit of experience with. Star 99.9, today's best mix. I think you're right, though. People come out in droves for sidewalk sales, tent sales, that type of stuff. And what do you think is the main reason? Because I have a couple theories.
It's the novelty. So what happened yesterday mm-hmm. was I was driving to go pick up my daughter,
yeah.
and I drove by a store that, I kid you not, it's a clothing store, mm-hmm. but I had gone in there 3 days ago looking for a new shirt, right?
Right, right.
I despised everything on the racks.
Right.
I walked around. I was like, there is nothing I want here. I
nothing
do not
here
like
for me.
This. Right. I will not get on board with this crop top thing. I am a 37-year-old mom.
But they throw a pop-up tent up outside with a sign that says tent sale, and what happens?
I turn the car around.
On your way home with your young daughter.
Yep. And I got to stop. Now, because the same rack of ugly shirts mm-hmm. is outside the
right.
store.
On the asphalt.
Right. With a white tent over it.
Yep.
All of a sudden, I have to find something to buy.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going through the shirts, and I'm like, these are still the ugly shirts that I didn't want, like, 3 days ago.
How many things did you leave with?
I bought two things.
Two things.
Yeah.
Two things.
Yeah. Which is interesting, because it was two things that the first time around, mm-hmm. I said I would never buy.
Right.
And left in an angry hurry.
Right.
And now I'm like, well, because they've taken these pieces, and they've somehow moved them 3 feet. So they're outside.
Yep, right.
Right. And
other side of the window.
$3 off this shirt.
Right.
Now it's a whole new world.
Now that was gonna tell you, the theory is that, you know, when you have a tent sale or something like that, an outdoor sale, people, you know, basically think in their head that they're going for clearance. They want to make some space, mm-hmm. right? So they gotta get these things out so it's better prices.
Yep.
Plus the lighting's different. I will say that. Fluorescence versus real light.
You think
sometimes
that's what
that
it
changes
is?
Things. Yep.
I think it's the novelty of the whole thing. Star 99.9, today's best mix. I think it's the novelty of having all of the stuff that used to be inside. Outside. It's the same thing with tag sales.
You can picture yourself outside wearing these things.
Right. But it's the same thing with, like, tag sales and garage sales. It's junk. Like, if you walked into somebody's house and you saw that old teapot,
right.
you'd be
That's
like,
true.
Why do you still have that? But you put it on a table
right.
outside.
Right.
And now people start showing up
with
20 minutes
sticker
before.
Next to it. Right.
Yeah, it's supposed to turn on your tag sale. And they're lining up to buy your stinky, ugly teapot.
I hear what you're saying.
So ultimately, what it comes down to is if you want to sell stuff,
right.
you're a retailer or you're having a tag sale, just put it outside
on
the table.
Put it on the front lawn.
That's it.
That's it.